Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
It's Major News with Major Garrett, our weekly conversation with CBS's chief Washington correspondent.
He's also the host of The Takeout on CBS News 24/7. Major Garrett normally joins us on Thursday. We're talking to him on this Friday, however. Major, it is good to have you on the show today. How are you?
I'm fine. How is everyone in St. Louis?
We could not be better. It's getting warm today, if you like that kind of thing. So we're
good. Well, it's summertime. It's about that time of season for
it,
that.
It right? Sure is. Right? We just had earlier today our good friend Michael Kelly, who was on the station here, who is also a good friend of one of your most recent guests on The Takeout, Chuck Rocha, who was really hoping to talk to you about that, but he couldn't be here.
Oh, well, I will tell everyone. So we have The Takeout on CBS News 24/7. As I let everyone know this week as we were debuting the show, it is a hybrid program. It's a TV show that has to live within the harsh confines of structured, timed television. But we also do long-form interviews, as The Takeout always did. And when we run a portion of those interviews on the time-constricted TV show, we always run the full interview on the YouTube page. It's also on the podcast platform. So you can see our work in both forms, things that have to live within the confines of TV, internet TV, just like broadcast TV. There are commercial breaks. You got to hit them and all that sort of stuff. But on the podcast platform and the YouTube page, you can see all the full-blown interviews. And we have a long one with Chuck Rocha, who's not just a Democratic strategist. He has a fascinating life story that we go into in great detail.
Yeah, Texan. And you talked about his life story. He spent a considerable amount of time with Congressman Dick Gephardt from right here in St. Louis. Did you get into any of those stories?
A little bit, but much more of his origin story. Growing up in East Texas, rural East Texas, raised primarily by his two grandparents. He had a single mother. They struggled financially very much. He was a laborer from a very early age at a tire factory in Tyler, Texas. Became a union shop steward, rose in union leadership, got into a scrape financially because, as he admits, he fudged his expense accounts a little bit. Federal prosecutors got very aggressive on that. He had to plead guilty to malfeasance, didn't serve any jail time, but he has a conviction on his record. That's not something that most people in the political consulting world have as part of their resume. Chuck Rocha has pushed through that, succeeded anyway. And his life story, he said to us in my conversation with him, is sort of a reminder that people, A, make mistakes. People, B, can and should get a second chance. And redemption stories are real.
Major, this week, a federal court ruled that the sweeping tariffs are something that Donald Trump is not able to do. And, of course, there's going to be a process of appealing that. So what do you think happens next with all of this?
So very quickly, what the president did was he declared an economic emergency. He said the trade deficit constituted an economic emergency. No one's ever done that before in our history. It was a never-before-tried interpretation of a existing law, which if you declare emergency, the White House says, then you can do whatever you want with tariffs. People sued and said, no, the Constitution is very clear. Tax revenue has to be generated through the Congress. And historically, when tariffs were applied, when we were a tariff-based economy, not an income tax-based one, that's meaning our revenue came from tariffs, not income taxes, Congress approved the tariffs. Presidents did not apply them unilaterally. There were other powers this White House could have used that will be that would have been closer to the law. They decided not to use them. Why? Because they take time. They wanted the fastest, most shocking way to create this global tariff conversation and convulsions, and they got it. But there are legal challenges that are probably going to inhibit those powers. And the White House is already trying to figure out its plan B and plan C. Those plan Bs and plan Cs were available to them all along. They were much probably closer to the law and legally enforceable, but they would have taken more time. They didn't want to wait. They wanted the shock and awe of reciprocal tariffs to every global trading partner, even islands near Australia that are not populated by anything other than penguins got the tariffs. And because of that speed, they may find themselves confronting some legal barriers.
So there are avenues, I'm thinking specifically about national security, where the president does have that kind
sure.
of authority. And where it's
for a national security-related industry, steel,
right.
those are in. And there's a process by which you make that determination. The administration did that in its first term with steel and aluminum. That's a process that can go on. It just takes time.
Sure.
But these other things that were across the board, they declared the economic emergency and then said to themselves, now that we've declared the emergency, we now have these powers.
Yeah.
Again, that's never been tried before. That's why the courts are taking a very long look at it.
And the administration is calling them reciprocal tariffs. But in fact, there are some of these countries that there were no tariffs in place, and we have now placed one on them, a 10%.
Applied them, exactly. Exactly. And there's other potential legal challenges because in doing this, declaring this national emergency, the president tore up a bunch of existing congressionally approved trade agreements with Canada, with Mexico, with Japan, with South Korea, again, stepping over authorities, at least shared historically by the executive branch and the legislative branch, now taken over entirely by the executive branch. And the Justice Department lawyers have said, well, you can't stop us now. We're in the middle of these negotiations. Well, were you correctly applying the law in starting all these negotiations? Well, if you weren't, it doesn't matter if they're pending. If you can't do them, you can't do them. And these are parts of a divided government, which we have. We don't have a unitary government where the elected president can do whatever the elected president decides on all manner of things. There are components where the president does have latitude, but there are areas where he doesn't. And we will test those. And courts are constitutionally established to review on which line those applications of federal power, executive power, land.
The big, beautiful bill has the support of Republicans in Congress, but what sort of fight are we looking at when it comes to this bill?
So, and you know, I would be hesitant to call it the big, beautiful bill because that's a marketing slogan, but they've actually applied the marketing slogan to the legislative language itself. That's its actual legislative name, believe it or not. So, we all are sort of at some level duty-bound to call it the big, beautiful bill because that's what it's actually called in Congress. It's going to pass. Trust me. These things always do. Always. I've been covering reconciliation bills, of which this is, since 1990. There is an inevitability to them. I can't tell you when. Can't tell you what all the component parts are going to be, but it will pass. There's an aggressive timeline to get it done before July 4th. That seems doubtful, but not impossible. The Memorial Day deadline for the House passage seemed doubtful for a while, and it happened. So Republicans are in the traces on this. They want to get it locked in. The Senate's going to rewrite the bill, then the House would have to reconsider it. There are areas about Medicaid that are going to get a sharp look. There are things about whether or not there's going to be high deductions for state and local taxes for places like New Jersey, New York, and California. all those things are going to get a look at. There's a small number of Senate Republicans who want this bill to cut much more spending and to be much more deficit conscious than it currently is. But unless there are four of them who are prepared to defy the president and vote no and kill it, at least for the moment, those may just be rhetorical flourishes that don't change the bill all that much. We're going to find out in the next couple of weeks when the Senate starts grinding through this process who's real and who's not real in terms of raising objections sufficient to slow the bill's progress. If there's four who can do it, then this thing's going to take longer than the president wants.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Before we let you go, Major Garrett, this plane from Qatar, however you pronounce that.
Qatar.
Where does it stand right now? They want some kind of a recognition that the White House requested it. Is that where things stand?
Well, so it all sounded sort of easy at first. Well, they offered and I accepted. Okay, sure. They offered and you accepted. All right, if you're a transactional president, that sounds plausible. And there is a very definite transactional nature to Donald Trump. That's not a news flash. Everyone has seen it. It's baked into the cake of expectations about President Trump. But it's much more difficult than that. On what basis is it being gifted to the Air Force? How is the Pentagon receiving it? What are the obligations for retrofitting it? Who pays for that? Is there money available to retrofit this plane? Trust me, the 747 will have to be taken apart almost piece by piece, put back together with all sorts of other things that only an Air Force One flying office and fortress possesses. This gifted plane doesn't have any of that stuff. So it has to be taken apart entirely. Who pays for that? And then what happens after the service of this current president? He wants to take it to his library, his presidential library. On what basis? Is that a gift from the government, our government, to his presidential libraries? Is it a gift from the Qataris to the presidential library of Donald Trump? If it is, if it's a gift like that, there's something that stands between that. The Constitution, which says no prince, king, or nation can give a gift or an emolument to an occupier of a federal office. Well, guess what? The Qataris are all three, prince, king, and nation.
Major Garrett, who's on the takeout today?
So we have a couple of things in the works. This show's developing. You know, we don't have a tent pole newsmaker guest like we had yesterday. We had Tom Holman, the immigration czar, and the New York governor, Kathy Hochul, on the program yesterday, but we're going to go over a lot of the tariff stuff. We have Ed O'Keefe in Pittsburgh, where president's going to have a rally about U.S. Steel staying in America, going to be owned by Nippon Steel of Japan. We don't know exactly all the details of that deal. Well, we do know that Trump was against it before he was for it. He's for it now. Talk about China and his sort of near hysterical sound bites from the president about where things stand in negotiations with China. Plus, we have a White House press conference with Elon Musk and the president. All that will be ground up and handled on the takeout tonight.
and past episodes on CBSNews.com. You can watch the takeout there. Major Garrett, we will talk to you on Thursday.
I look forward to it. Thanks.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.